In Christian and Jewish apocalyptic literature, exactly as in the Muslim literature, which is based largely on the earlier born faiths, the reversal of fortune is a stark theme. The righteous advance from suffering under the murderous rule of a terrible beast to a restored community of the righteous, who enjoy eternal life in the presence of God. The transforming event is the destruction of the beast, followed by the annihilation of Satan and death at the hands of a heavenly figure sent by God. The beast doesn't have to be a bloody persecutor to qualify as the apocalyptic enemy. For the Christian author of Revelation, the very existence of Rome, the beast in that book, was enough to excite visions of fantastic violence. This is a violence-prone cast of mind, especially when imbued with the belief that the last days are near, and a Messiah has arisen to usher in the day of judgment. When this way of thinking emerged among Jews in the Roman Empire, it paved the way for 2 centuries of doomed messianic movements and bloody Jewish revolts that resulted in the annihilation of Palestinian Jewry and the massacre of Jewish communities from Mesopotamia to the Mediterranean. In times of severe social dislocation, political change, and economic upheaval, individuals overwhelmed by radical pessimism may turn to apocalyptic millenarianism. They see the signs that their tradition has identified as portents of the end of time. The tribulation they experience is interpreted as the era of cataclysms that precedes the eruption of a new order and God's reassertion of his beneficent rule. When these individuals merge into groups and find a charismatic leader, or he finds them, they can be stirred to dramatic action intended to force the end time and the kingdom of God. While Islamists look to the days of the rightly guided caliphs as a golden age, Jewish radicals hark back to the establishment of the Davidic kingdom in the 10th century BCE, or the Hasmonean victory in the 2nd century BCE over a pagan oppressor. The mythologizing of history is a two-way street. Miraculous events of the past are projected onto the future, especially in times of distress. Moreover, current catastrophe is taken as a sign that the emblematic victories of the past are on the verge of being repeated. The misery and humiliation of the present precedes the glory and justice of the imminent future. In all the faiths, current and past woes are attributed to the faithlessness and fecklessness of the community of believers. The 1990s saw episodes of apocalyptic violence or attempts to spark the apocalypse, which were not confined to literature or to Islam. Judaism, Christianity, and even an offshoot of Buddhism have each tried to force the end of history. The Jewish underground of the 1980s, which nurtured the assassin of Yitzhak Rabin, the Japanese cult Aum Shinrikyo, and the Christian Identity Movement, which nourished Timothy McVeigh. Their stories highlight the apocalyptic believer's conviction that their world is in crisis and about to be engulfed, a belief that the new age is upon them that will bring catastrophe and redemption, and that believers themselves have a role in setting this cosmic process into motion.